from Exodus and Matthew, the Covenant and Commandments. Moses is leading the Hebrew people out of Egypt, while God instructs Moses along the way. God is in charge, and Moses is a voice to God's people. God does the hard part in the story, and the people do the grumbling like usual. Even today, we hear the grumbling of people when they're not in tune to what God is actively doing in the lives of God's people. Eventually, the Hebrew people make it to Mount Sinai. As the Hebrew people wander in the wilderness, they are reminded who God is and from where the words come. The words I'm referring to are the commands God gives to Moses. We call them the Ten Commandments. God gave Moses the law, but only after he made it perfectly clear he was the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God brings the people to himself. It is clearly not about geographical location, but that the people are being led back to the God who began the relationship with Abraham for the blessings of all nations. This relationship God wants with his creation is shown by his insistence in protecting and leading his people to himself. God tells the people of Israel they are a priestly kingdom for all people, and all things are mine, God says. But this again tells the Hebrew people they are chosen to be a holy nation for the work of God's blessing. This reiteration of the covenant God gave to Abraham is also to this generation, a call not of his favorite people, but called into a vocation, a people who will bring God's blessing to all nations. The God of Israel, the one and only God, the true God. The Egyptians had made many gods, and some of the Hebrew people were beginning to follow other gods. The law God gives Moses is not a law of restriction, but a way into freedom. If all people would follow the law, we would all be freer. Even when the Messiah comes, he will not abolish the law, but fulfills the law. Matthew 5, Jesus says, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill." I like to call them the words of God, not commandment. God gave us the freedom to live, and so we, therefore, should not have any other God. We will not commit adultery, and we will not kill. It is because God saved us we follow the words of God. The words come from the God who freed Israel from slavery, the same God who sent his Son to die for us and freed us from the eternal grave, the God who by grace gave us the open gate to God's righteousness. This God wants us to be in a relationship with God and God's creation. That same God, our God, wants us in a good relationship with each other. From 1 Peter 2, "But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's own people, in order that you may proclaim the mighty acts of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light." We are that priesthood to all nations, called to bring the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere we go. We are God's own people, called out of darkness into the light of Jesus Christ. Go and act like a holy nation, a chosen race. Remember that Jesus said all the laws and prophets hang on two great commandments: love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourselves. We are free to love God and love our neighbors because God first loved us. Jesus came as the open gate of salvation to all God's creation. Stop worshiping the many gods of this world and come to the open gate of God, who is Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. God of the commandments, you gave the Israelites law so that they might live in harmony with one another. Show us how to live in peace so that all may know of your love. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, your open gate. Amen.